Blog Talk Radio. Coming up next, I hope I'm being heard loud and clear. I see Robert's in the chat room. Nope, sorry. Lorianne and the Alaskan. Yes, Boyd. Let me know if everything, okay, says sound good. All right. Great. It's been a while since I've been on Blog Talk Radio, but it's good to be back. And this time I'm under Conservative Nation Radio Network. Thank you for bringing me aboard. And again, it's been a while. I just finished a show on Spreaker, and that show had to do with our mind being manipulated as we speak each and every day. But today, for this show, first episode of What's Coming Up Next, I have some, not really oldie but goodies, but some newly goodies. And these newly goodies consist of artificial intelligence and what's coming down the pipeline from the World Economic Forum, as well as in states like Arizona. Did I say Arizona? Yes, I did. Arizona. And what they have cooking over there, which is, I guess, a good thing. They actually have engaged in having trials. They have done mock elections over there in order to see how degenerative AI would affect the candidates, the elections, and all that stuff. It actually is a story. I like to check out other sources besides right wing, because I already know a lot of the right wing stuff, or at least conservative stuff. But, so from Politico, they write about Arizona creates own deep fake election hoaxes to prepare for 2024. And the swing state is running a series of tests using the AI as it braces for potential scams and conspiracy theories in the presidential election. Yes, indeed. Which is a good thing, I think. Uh-oh. All right, I guess I lost everyone. Now it says I'm reconnected. Go figure. I have no idea. But that's all right. We'll continue on here just in case. The Arizona's top official, they had a novel plan to prevent artificial intelligence from supercharging election hoaxes in 2024. And they test the technology. The person who attested that technology on himself was the Secretary of State, Adrian Fonts. And so after putting this artificial intelligence into play, key swing states, became a magnet for election fraud, conspiracy theories in the 2020 presidential election. Sorry for that interruption. I'm going to put the article into the chat room. So if you want to follow along or just listen, that's fine. It's up to you. Just a practice I got into because people get curious, where is she getting this information from? So let me do that real quick as soon as I figure out how to use this chat room. What happened? Oh, goodness. All right. Not seeing anywhere to put it. All right. Well, think my screen's too big. All right. Well, let's continue on, and then I'll post that into the description for you to read later if you choose. So getting back to Secretary of State Adrian Fontes. So he's leading this series of exercises, and what he found was these AI degenerative programs, you wouldn't really be able to tell if it's a deep fake or not. And that's not a good thing. They want to do away with the use of open access AI tools that amplify disinformation. I don't know if that's a good idea either, because sometimes when you start messing with things, it just makes them worse. So Arizona held the first such simulation, it says last weekend, but it was actually in December. And it was involving 200 stakeholders from across the state and a handful from the federal government. And in it, Fontes tried to fool participants by presenting them with AI-generated audio and video of key officials, including Fontes himself, spinning falsehoods. And the example that he gave was kind of a dumb one, but basically he told falsehoods about himself, that he had played ice hockey when he was a kid. I mean, who would know that, really? But anyway, the exercise in Arizona underscores how concerned election experts and public officials across the country have become about the rapid rise of degenerative artificial intelligence, which criminals, conspiracy theorists, and U.S. adversaries are already using to perpetrate a range of scams. And fears are especially high in battleground states like Arizona, in which Joe Biden won by just 10,000 votes 4 years ago. Anyway, excuse me. Yes, Kate Connolly, a senior advisor to the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, and one of the federal government's top election officials, praised Arizona's exercise as one of the best ways to ensure states are prepared for Election Day. All right, hey, woohoo. But she also acknowledged how much harder the vast evolving tech could make things. I mean, heading into 2024, she says, degenerative AI is likely to exacerbate many of the risks election officials already face. What makes AI so troubling, Fontes says, is it allows bad actors to use the very context clues people rely on to verify information from trusted sources, like the sound of recognizable officials' voices, to fool them. Quote, it's just kind of faster, broader, and deeper dissemination of disinformation, he argued. In March, the FTC warned that fraudsters were using AI voices, clones, to swindle Americans. The image of the Pentagon aflame temporarily tanked the stock market in May. And in September, Chinese actors used AI-generated images to spread the lie that American intelligence agencies were behind the Mali fires. Yeah, okay. I don't know about lies, but... all right. I guess we'll have to all go with it. So, let's see. Who's in the chat room? We've got Boyd. We've got Lorianne. We've got Robert. And let's see. Lorianne says, battle of the chat. Suzette, when Robert logs in, then you get kicked out. You log in, reconnect, it kicks him out. Use another browser to open up the chat as me so we don't trample over each other. Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, that would be something, huh? Having to keep reconnecting and getting kicked out. So Robert says, I had to be there to listen. Oh, okay. Yo, all gunslingers in here. Hello, gunslinger. And hopefully Suzette sees here in the chat, the trick is to use a different browser to log in to our own account. Okay, our own account, my personal account. We'll get that clarified here so we don't continue to disrupt the show. open up the show link and chat using our own accounts to avoid the chat clash when two people are logged in at the same time. Okay. Well, I'm an Edge. So next time, I guess I'll try Google. I think that's what you're getting at. Arizona. Follow me. The mounting concerns around AI and disinformation have led to a new push on Capitol Hill to set safeguards for the technology before 2024. Oh, good grief. They just have to get their hands on everything, don't they? At a Senate hearing in September, Senator Amy Klobuchar urged lawmakers to approve bipartisan legislation she spearheaded to protect political candidates against targeted deep fakes. Deceptive AI-generated videos arguing the technology is already powerful enough to deceive voters. And given the stakes for our democracy, we cannot afford to wait, she said at the hearing. Gee, I wonder why. Could it be because of, you know, all the truths they are being told about Joe Biden and his administration's ongoings? Yeah, right. The exercise in Arizona included AI-generated video of Fonts and another official, as well as audio of security staff in his office. So Fonts said he didn't recall which software the state used to produce the voice fakes. I wonder why not. You don't recall? This was your exercise. Are you kidding me? But he did say that the video of him was trained on publicly available information. And while that of his security expert was produced using special recording equipment, the Font declined to go further into specifics on the fraudulent audio and video the state used due to concerns that bad actors could emulate them. Oh, good grief. So he said one of the main takeaways of his state's two-day exercise is that AI doesn't pose an entirely new threat to the vote, though he believes it could exacerbate old ones. AI is a new version of the same old threat, misinformation, disinformation, misleading information, he said, but now all that is much easier to generate and to get out there. Of course. I mean, cyber, it's so out of control, you know, it's beyond any type of regulation that any type of company could do to counter it. I mean, it changes every day. Cybersecurity with companies have to continually upgrade their security systems because it's either constant attack. And with that, you know, they fix it and they upgrade it, and then they have to upgrade again next week and upgrade it again next week, because as long as there's a way to continue to hit that keyboard, you're going to have hackers. And that's just the bottom line. I don't even know if it's possible to ever stop it. I don't believe so, but, well, who knows? Okay, so I have an article from the, like I said, the World Economic Forum and what's going on with them. But I want to discuss this topic a little bit further, so I'm going to open the phone lines with Lorianne and Gunslinger. So let's go here, bring Lorianne in. Hello, Lorianne.
Hello, hello. Happy premiere episode of your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a little rusty here, trying to figure out the controls. And thank you for the tip as far as what's going on with the browsers and stuff. So that helped out a lot, because I thought, oh, okay, going, looked back at the studio and saw that I needed to reconnect. I went, oh, no, that's what happened. Okay, so who were
you? Yeah, it's like you log in and then, you know, you open up the chat room, you know, being logged in as the host. And then, yeah, the other trick is just open up a new browser and then log in under your own Blog Talk account for the chat room, so that, yeah, because otherwise that confusion happens when two hosts are in and opening up the chat room at the same time, then you kick each other out. And yeah, Robert and I have had to kind of make a habit out of trying not to trample over each other. So that's a trick that you'll learn too.
Oh, Gunslinger, how are you? Welcome.
Yes, very good. Down here, been raining, foggy. Come on, March. It's spring.
Oh, yeah? Great, great. I have a 505 on the line, and then I'm going to cut it off there till after we discuss this artificial intelligence deep fake stuff. So, hello. Hello, 505. Are you
hello,
there?
This is Robert.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Sorry, I gave you trouble when I logged into the chat room.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. I had no idea that that's what Blog Talk, how their system works. So I'm glad at least you made it back on. So, all right. So, ladies
well,
first.
I had to be here for your first show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Lorianne, what's your take on this deepfake degenerative artificial intelligence that Arizona wants to try and get a handle on? You think it's possible?
I hate to be pessimistic, but I think we've already gone past the point of no return. I mean, I think AI is going to continue to be more and more developed faster than any government, including our own, can try and reel it in or regulate it. You know, they're trying to, you know, push some guidelines and some laws about it. But I just think that artificial intelligence, even with its good intentions, a lot of stuff is good, well-intended, and will have some benefits. But I think we've opened up Pandora's box with it, honestly. I think it's going to do more harm eventually than good. And I think these deep fakes is just the mere start of it, to where it's going to be even like your biggest forensic experts will have a very hard time authenticating an AI-generated video, whether or not it's fake or not. Like, how long is it going to be until some regulation is put in place where, okay, you know, you have to have your AI-generated video have some sort of metadata that flags it as an AI-generated video, that it's been manipulated or something like that. But then, like, you know, with every regulation comes enforcement. How do you enforce it? Especially once we go outside of our own country. We can't force other countries to comply with whatever regulations we put on it. I think we're just opening up a Pandora's box. I think AI is going to be our destruction, not our savior, unlike what the Klaus Schwabs of the world at the World Economic Forum want to believe it is. I'll shut up now.
Okay. All right. Robert Gunslinger said he'll be right back. So you want to go next?
Well, I totally agree with Lorianne on that. This is something that we've just kind of opened up without having any idea of where it could go, even though we think we know. It's way beyond what we can do right now, and it's kind of like the electric car. They're pushing it while there's still bugs in it, and you know, and that's what they're doing with AI is they're pushing it while there's still bugs in it, and
mm-hmm.
they don't know what they're doing.
Right. Like they're forgetting to tell people when they purchase those electric cars, one, that they don't hold up in cold weather very well. And so they're having a huge problem with those now. States that have freezing temperatures and snow, people are finding out these electric cars aren't so great, are not so great. I see Ferrara 699 had joined the conversation. Welcome. In the chat room, just can't get my chat room to work to where I can type in it, but I see you there. All right. So
I can get out of the chat room if you want me to, and that'll help you.
Oh, no, that's okay. As long as I can see it, then that helps a lot right there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the World Economic Forum, let's go that way now with our next one, and then I'll open it up after we finish here with these. So during a grief counseling session for the professional censors and propagandists, the Wall Street Journal's editor-in-chief complained to the World Economic Forum's aspiring tyrants. And if you go back really not that long ago, if you think about it, we owned the news, he said, and we were the gatekeepers, and we were very much owned the facts as well. And if it wasn't said in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, then that was a fact. To the great consternation of those who believe it is their noble prerogative to manipulate the public by controlling the narrative, ordinary people are now much more questioning about what is reported as truth. And the public's rising discernment troubles the ruling class, and we're seeing that. And perhaps that's why government schools refrain from sharpening students' critical thinking skills these days. Authoritarianism thrives amid hive-mind ignorance. So sorry, Davos dictators. We commoners are rapidly waking up to the bitter reality that corporate news spin doctors are just as culpable for today's civilization's chaos as the malicious central bank money printers, out-of-control spy agencies, and multinational corporative behemoths that have long worked together to manipulate global events. We've opened our eyes and see you for the monsters that you really are. And that's probably why two-thirds of American elites are surely an even larger share of their international comrades believe that ordinary Americans enjoy too many individual freedoms. Remember when Meghan's future ex-husband, Harry, called the First Amendment bonkers? Public's awakening surely also explains why a string of international despots took to the dais in Davos to tell the World Economic Forum's power-hungry master race that the greatest threat to its continued global control is free speech. Forget World War III, lethal pandemics, cyber attacks, a debt bomb that promises to crash the financial system, or even infrastructure killing electromagnetic pulses from outer space. For the WEF lords who rule and expect the planet's powerless to obey, there is nothing more than frightening than intellectual dissent and public debate. Increasingly, that same survey documenting elites' disdain for personal freedom, beyond the sustained privileges of their own clique, of course, also reveals that roughly two-thirds of non-elites believed that central control has become a serious threat to human liberty. Well, go figure. Finally, they're waking up. Anyway, so the feudal aristocracy insists that the peasants have too much freedom, while the peasants are already busy beating their plowshares into swords and their pruning hooks into spears. What could possibly go wrong? For a long time, it has been obvious that the critical conflict for humanity's future will be fought not between mere nation states, but rather between human beings who desire freedom and international institutions that seek totalitarian control. When Klaus Schwab argues that democratic elections will soon be replaced with artificial intelligence, prudent defenders of freedom prepare. When WEF members are so desperate to advance climate change, communism, that they demand fishing and farming be treated as a serious crime equal to genocide, rational people know that a new era of tyranny is here. In the United States, where freedom is a cherished battle cry for warriors willing to sacrifice their lives for America's founding principles, the signs of something nefarious and contrary to those principles have grown more visible. The imposing Pentagon complex, a standing army on American soil, and a defense budget that dwarfs the rest of the world's have all loomed in the shadow of a U.S. Constitution providing for a limited and self-balancing civilized government. The formation of the FBI, CIA, and NSA, and dozens of other agencies, organizations outside. Hang on just a second. Oh. My God, there's something outside. Okay. Again. Oh, boy. One second. Let me get back to this. I'm going to put you on hold here for a moment.
On Montana Joe's show, we were talking about our dog, and I think maybe your dog might have been listening.
Okay, sorry about that. Now I've got rid of the dog. Kicked him out. Where was I? Oh, well, that was What You Want by the Beastie Boys, because America needs to ask themselves what they want, I think, out of all of everything that's going on. We're so busy with our lives trying just to keep it together. What you want. Anyway, back to the article. I'm going to start back at the top of that paragraph where it was talking about the formation of the FBI, CIA, and NSA, and all of these dozens of organizations, outside contractors, and even the invisible subgroups whose expertise includes spying on American citizens. Well, they were created out of a whole cloth and entirely new branch of government, free from legislative accountability, judicial constraint, or public scrutiny. Federal Reserve, a private bank handed the awesome power. Hang on. Lori, would you take over for just a minute and get everybody's comments on what the article said so far? Please. Thank you.
Sure. Sounds like the doggies are demanding your attention. Mine is too. Mike keeps coming up and flipping my laptop screen down on me with her nose. That's her way of telling me that she's jealous of the laptop.
That sounds like fun.
Always a good time. All right, Gunslinger is back. We have Joe Gibson in the chat room as well. I sound like I have some feedback or something going on.
Don't hear it here.
Maybe it's my earbuds. They got worn out from the previous show or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, but it is like something's picking up my sound and there's a delay.
Yeah. Well, I actually left the chat room, and that way it doesn't hurt her any in there. So.
Yeah, I definitely hear some background stuff going on.
Sounds like fun.
But I do like what, you know, the article that she's reading so far. I think that is part of the danger. The world elite really hate freedom of speech. They hate freedom for everybody but themselves. You know, they are the entitled ones.
Yep.
They are the masters of the universe, you know, and they have the freedom to do whatever they want, but they definitely don't want us poor little peasants to actually have freedom. They want to give us the illusion of freedom, but they don't want us to actually have freedom.
Yep.
Can I add something?
Oh, it looks sure. like looks like Suzette dropped, and hopefully we'll see her come pop back in again.